January the 11th, we had seven games. We now have four games. A couple of good ones, still stuff to talk about, but my rosters are looking very sad. This is the Saturday pre-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blind, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Four games. We had seven, as I said. Both LA games postponed, of course, because of the fires, and the Atlanta game postponed because of the weather in Georgia, which was why Michael Waterloo dropped out yesterday during the show. There is snow, there is ice. So it's all happening, but means that in turn means it is not happening on the basketball court. And as someone with a lot of Trae Young, and a lot of Dyson Daniels and a lot of Anthony Davis, my rosters are looking pretty sad today. But not much I can do. I'm just going to hope. I'm not even going to look at my opponents today. I'm just going to hope that they have some players out as well. What was a relatively solid slate with some streaming opportunities, but not a ton. We now have a lot of streaming opportunities. Let's get into the games. Alrighty, first game. Utah at Phoenix. So for Utah, it's already feeling like April for Utah, isn't it? Bryce Sensabaugh is out. Johnny Juzang is out. Keontae George is out. John Collins is out. Larry Markkanen's playing, so that's something. Colin Sexton continues to just play and will do a lot. Who are we looking at here? Isaiah Collier, if you need some assists and maybe steals. Sexton, Markkanen, Kessler, they're all rostered. Patty Mills, maybe, if you need threes, give him a look. Filipowski has been okay. Mikhailuk had a very small run, I want to say a month ago maybe, where he was playing a little bit. He was hitting some threes. So he could be someone. And then probably Micah Potter is the only other one. If he was starting, I'd be more confident, but it appears as though Cody Williams will start. So I guess he is a preference over Michael Potter, but Cody Williams does very, very little when he's on the court. So I'm not too interested in him. For the Suns, we know their new rotation. We will see if Jusuf Nurkić gets back in the rotation here tonight. Ryan Dunn, Mason Plumlee, Grayson Allen, all worth rostering tonight, I think, with only four games. And Iguodaro, look, if he plays the minutes he played in the last game, he's probably worth looking at as well. I'm not convinced that this Nurkić out of the rotation thing is going to stick. He hasn't been good, let's be honest, but he is too good to not be in the rotation. So we will see what happens with Phoenix tonight. Second game of the night, Toronto at Detroit. Actually looking forward to this one. Two fun young teams that are relatively healthy at the moment. So for the Raptors, hopefully quickly can turn in a better performance. After that first game back, he's looked okay, but not great. Grady Dick, I'm holding him tonight just because of the schedule. I don't think I've dropped him anywhere yet, but he's on very thin ice, let's say that. So We will see what his production looks like tonight. Egbuaje is questionable. If he is in, then we probably don't get a lot of Chris Boucher. If Egbuaje is out, maybe Boucher can have another good performance. Remember, he is coming off that double-double in their last game. So keep an eye on Egbuaje's availability. Of course, we may not know in time to add him. Although, again, I'm not a Yahoo specialist because most of my leagues are Fantrax, and the only Yahoo leagues I'm in because someone is hosting it on Yahoo. I don't actually run any leagues on Yahoo. Is there an option, and I should just check it actually, is there an option to add players off waivers after games have started? Because I feel like maybe I did that the other day. I know you can add players right up until scheduled game time, the first game. But if this first game starts, so say the Utah game starts, which it does at 5 p.m. Eastern, and at 6:30, Egbuaje is ruled in and I want to add him off waivers. Is that an option? Can you do that? Anyway, someone might know. I don't know. For Detroit, Tim Hardaway is questionable. I mean, he impacts Malik Beasley, but Beasley should be rostered anyway. Asar Thompson should be rostered. Isaiah Stewart, I don't know. I mean, Duren has been better, so I just don't think Isaiah Stewart is playing enough to be rostered. Fontecchio can get hot against a team like this. Maybe there's an opportunity for him, but I'm not super confident. Now, I do see lots of comments. Someone's probably... Okay, so Chad knows. Of course Chad knows. And Matt Carmody knows. Yes, you can add players after the first game has tipped. So good to know. In daily leagues, you can. Weekly, I don't think you'd be able to because you can only add players for the following week. You can only use them for the following week. You could pick them up, but you wouldn't be able to add them, of course. But in a daily league, which all my leagues are daily, I don't like weekly leagues. Good to know. Very good to know. Memphis and Minnesota. Sorry, two teams that I think, I don't know. Minnesota have a lot to prove, obviously, because they've been very ordinary this season. Memphis have been good, but are dealing with a number of injuries. But we do have a healthy Ja Morant. We do have a healthy Anthony Edwards. So two of the, I guess, faces of the league to some degree. So it should be another exciting matchup. As I said, a couple of good games tonight, despite the fact there's only four. Zach Edey has been very up and down. I've activated him in one of my leagues, but that's just because half my roster is out tonight. So I will throw him in there. We'll see how he goes. Obviously, he's a good matchup against Rudy Gobert. So that could mean that his minutes are up a little bit tonight. You're not really going to get as much Brandon Clark against Rudy Gobert, but Brandon Clark is a much better matchup with Naz Reid. So yeah, there's moving pieces here with the rotations for both teams. So Edie, I'm still rostering at the moment. Kennard has been playing really well. I think tonight is probably worth a look. Laravia, look, maybe. Again, we're pretty desperate tonight with only four games. Brandon Clark, but Jay Huff has been coming in. That three-headed center rotation is tricky. And Scottie Pippen, we sort of have talked about him as almost a handcuff, but in that last game, he barely played. So that is the risk you take if you're holding Scottie Pippen. You're sort of holding him under the assumption that Ja Morant will get injured, which, of course, he could get injured, but he could also just be healthy for the next 2 months and Scottie Pippen is sitting on your bench doing very little in 15 minutes a night. So, yeah, bit of risk there. If you can do it, I probably would, but not for everyone. For the Timberwolves, We're holding DiVincenzo. Mike Conley, probably a stream tonight with, again, with only four games. To a lesser extent, Alexander Walker. And, of course, Jaden McDaniels. He's a good streamer on nights like this when you really have nothing to lose and you've just got to throw someone in your roster. Final game of the night, Miami at Portland. Jaime Jaquez managed to pick him up in one or two. I'll have him active tonight. Rozier, a little bit like a Mike Conley. We know there's some upside there, but we just haven't seen it. But on a night like tonight, if he's available, if he's there, go and pick him up and stream him in. Jovic has also been playing well off the bench again. Jaquez would be my preference just because he's starting. But I don't mind Jovic. And Duncan Robinson could also get hot here. And Khalil Ware's the other one, I suppose. If Miami can carve out a good win here and win comfortably, I'm not sure they will. But Khalil Ware has been trending up, not to the point where he has to be rostered, I don't think. But he's looking good. For the Blazers, DeAndre Ayton, questionable with something, who cares. Rob Williams is also questionable, I believe. Yes, questionable as well. So if both of those guys are out, then it's all about Donovan Clingan. We probably get some Jabari Walker coming in and playing centre. But it would be Clingan. If he was available, I would go and add Clingan. An illness, I don't know. I don't know what the stats are on an illness, but I feel like when someone is added to the injury report with an illness, they usually end up missing the game. So I wouldn't expect Rob Williams to play tonight. Ayton, who knows? Avdija was not great in that last game, but still a pretty clear hold, as is Kamara, as is Scoot Henderson. And then, as I said, Klingon, you want to go and add him, especially if Ayton is out. And Chris Murray has been in the rotation playing serviceable minutes, but doesn't do a lot. Again, four games tonight. If you want to take a flyer on him, go ahead. All right. Quick, four games. Okay, slate is starting to look grim. It is indeed tonight. And that's certainly, obviously, we're not taking away from the severity of what's going on. More so with the fires, I think. I mean, I haven't heard anything in terms of the snow and the ice in Georgia other than people not being able to get around and power outages and things like that. But as far as I know, everyone's safe. But yes, the fires in LA, and I think the Spurs must have another game in LA on Monday. I don't think there's an update for those games, but I was trying to watch a bit of the news feed and stuff like that this morning. It does look like the fires are still going. So this is not a situation that is going to be done by Monday, which would mean that there's a pretty big chance that we get some more postponements here in the next few days. Should I trade Cam Thomas, D'Lo for Mikal Bridges? Yeah, you could. A lot of trades in this league, in this 7 point. I mean, I don't think I've made a trade all year and I'm in 11 leagues. Yeah, Mikhail has been bad. I'm not super high on him. He's just a scorer at this point, doesn't get a lot of defensive stuff. He's going to play. I mean, that's one thing we know about Mikhail Bridges. And yes, Nets could rest, guys. We've already seen the start of it from some teams. Thanks for doing the show early. Yeah, look, I was going to do it earlier. I was actually up at 6 a.m. to do the show and then woke up to the news that the first game was postponed. So I just watched a bit of college basketball. I couldn't really do much else because everyone else in my house was asleep. So I couldn't go out and bang on the coffee machine or turn the TV on. So I just sat here and watched some college basketball. Matt Carmody, your teams are looking rough. Yeah, I feel that. I think I've got one team. Hang on, where is it? I'll bring it up. It's in Yahoo. So in my Balls Deep Dynasty Contributor League, I have, where are we? So tonight I have I moved all of them? No, I haven't. So I've got DeAndre Hunter, Chris Paul, Devin Vassell, Austin Reeves, LaMelo Ball, Max Christie, Brandon Miller, all postponed tonight. And then I know in I've got, well, a lot of Dyson Daniels. People know I have a lot of him. I have a lot of I've got Anthony Davis in at least three teams, Trey Young in two or three. I only have Wemby in one, so that's not terrible. It's been rough. It's not looking good for me. But as I said, hopefully my opponents are dealing with the same thing. Do I think that the NBA could afford to postpone more of the LA games? Will they have spots to reschedule the games? They don't want to do it, obviously. It's not something they're doing by choice. Their hand is being forced to some degree. So if they have to, they will, especially with the amount of devastation there. And we know that players and coaches and that sort of thing have been impacted, and then their families being displaced and all sorts of things. So I think there's a chance that we will see some more postponements. They will try to find spots. I think they would rather try and get it done within the current schedule rather than adding on sort of games at the end of the season. For some teams, that doesn't matter. Obviously, Charlotte probably doesn't matter, but the Lakers, the Clippers will both be, I would assume they will be playing for play-in, playoff spots. So there is normally a little gap, but yeah, these teams wouldn't want to be playing those games then. So as I've said, I do think they'll try and get it done in the All-Star break or just in March at some point, rather than having to, they just really don't want to push back the playoff schedule, I would assume. But we will see. I mean, they're going to have to fit it in somewhere. And what have we had so far? Two Lakers games, a Clippers game, and this Hawks game as well. So it's only four games at this point. Cody Williams worth a pickup, back-to-back games. Yeah, look, I mean, sure, he will get minutes. Doesn't do a lot if we bring him up. Let's have a look at his box scores. Look, I mean, with the way this Utah team is going, yes, you take a chance on anyone. I mean, look, he played 24 minutes in the last game. He had three steals and two blocks, but 5 points, 4 points in the game before that in 30 minutes. He scored double digits once this season. But yes, look, the minutes are going to be there, and you take any production you can get at this point. So back-to-back games, sure, take a flyer on him. Would I drop Middleton instead of Yabusele eventually to activate Kawhi, factoring in the trio of PG, Embiid, and Drummond will continue to miss time and honestly potentially shut down? I don't think so. It takes a lot for Yabusele to have value. He does need sort of two of the big three out, and I mean, Maxi's pretty healthy. PG has been playing most games. I know he's missed a few. Embiid is the one that continuously sits out. I think I'd still try and hold Middleton there. Would I go Laravia or Ware tonight? Ooh, very different. I would only go Ware if you're looking for blocks and rebounds. Where are we? They play Portland. I mean, it's potentially a favorable matchup. against the Trailblazers. I mean, I prefer Ware. People know I like him. Laravia. I don't know. Maybe you could go Ware. I don't know. Let's go Ware, sure. Matt Carmody has 8 players out in one league. Yeah. it's a sad day for fantasy managers, isn't it? Hopefully all of the games get rebooked because I remember the damage court cancellation. Yeah, well, that's the main, I guess, from a fantasy perspective, is are these games going to be within the fantasy regular season? So for me, I think for most of my leagues, we try to have the playoffs ending mid to late March, which means the regular season ends end of February, maybe. Late February, which is only a week or two after the All-Star break. So that's, I guess, the hope here is that is it within the fantasy regular season, or do you get some extra games during the playoffs? And then there's that discussion about scheduling and teams with only 2 games or 3, and what does that look like? But maybe the Lakers have 2 extra games in 1 week of the playoffs. I don't think they'd schedule them in 1 week. They're probably going to spread it out a little bit. But it's definitely a situation we're going to have to monitor moving forward. Is Goga a drop in a 10-team points league? Have to activate Jar. I don't think so. I still think that that Goga is a must roster player. If he's your worst player, then I guess so. But I know the last week hasn't been great, but I think there's been some matchup things. I'd still like to get a good idea of what this rotation is going to look like on a normal night with Paolo back, and then we've got Suggs back. So there is some uncertainty over the next month. So if he's your worst player, then you could. He's obviously a little bit better in category leagues because of the blocks and because of the percentages. But you could look at that. Do I think D'Lo and Murphy will return for their next games? Not D'Lo. I don't know. I have no idea on D'Lo. It didn't sound like anything, and then he's missed 2 or 3 games. Murphy, I would think they would want to try and get him back. With Herb going down. So I think Murphy probably has a better chance. All right, points league question. Any points league buy lows that spring to mind at the moment? Oh, I don't know. I should do a points league, shouldn't I? So that I actually have some... a sample size of data from a league that I'm in, but I'm not in any points leagues. Let's have a look. Normally it's your RJ Barrett and guys like that, but he's just playing well this year. So he's not a sleeper or anything. Points leagues. No, look, I mean, there's guys that probably will have some value. And again, you look at those teams that are tanking. So you look at your Utahs, look at Brooklyn, Portland, Pelicans potentially. We could get to that point, the Wizards. So guys like Bryce Sensabaugh in Utah is probably a good points target. In Portland, well, Kleon, he's not as valuable in a points league. Brooklyn have a lot. Noah Clowney, Tyrese Martin, Keon Johnson, Zaire Williams, all of those guys could have value down the stretch. For the Wizards, Bob Carrington. What's his name? Why can't I think of his name? Man, I've got to look that up. Hang on. Where are we? Wizards. Why can't I think of his name? Jared Butler, who's been playing really well lately. Alex Saar. So they're the teams you want to be looking at. I would have said Johnny Juzang, but he's got a fractured hand now. Philip Housky is probably another one. Toronto, if they do push into some sort of a shutdown, they're probably another team. I mean, I'd love to see a point where they just roll Kelly Olynyk out there for 30 minutes a night because we know what he can do. Don't think it's going to happen. But they're sort of the teams you want to be looking at, I think. With Herb out, does that change the post-Ingram's trade stashes? Look, I think Javonte is potentially in that discussion. It depends who comes back in the trade. But, yeah, look, Javonte Green, he's playing a role for this team, and we've seen him do it in Chicago in the past. What have we got here? Am I as confused as Chad? Probably. On how Collins went from injured to back, from injured to out for three games with personal. It's Utah. It's a player that probably doesn't want to be there. They're probably looking to move him. Yeah, it's sort of whether this was, again, an example of a mismanaged injury where he tried to come back and re-injured or aggravated or whatever. It could be that. I don't know. And I mean, no one seems to care with these teams. They just let them do what they want. So it is a bit confusing, and it does make projecting John Collins' value pretty hard. Are either of the two Bridges by Lowe's? I guess I don't think Miles is. Mikhail, maybe. But again, I'm not super high on Mikhail Bridges. PG is 34 and struggling. Would I be trying to trade him for Levine in Dynasty? Probably. I mean, what's Levine? 29, maybe? Where's Levine? Yeah, he's 29. So I mean, in a dynasty league, I think that's probably okay. If you're, Paul George to me is probably still the better player, although Levine has been putting up better stats. When Nick Nurse stops playing him at center, but is that going to happen? That's assuming that Joel Embiid gets healthy. I don't mind that in a dynasty league. Is Asar Thompson a points league stash? Oh, yeah, I think so. Detroit are going to be competitive, so I'm not sure his minutes get much higher than what we're seeing, but he's doing stuff. He's definitely doing stuff. A man is obviously the preferred Thompson. These postponements make me remember why I hate fantasy basketball playoffs. Starting from next year, I'll play more roto leagues. Yeah, look, there are certainly arguments for both head-to-head and roto. Am I in any roto? No, I'm not in any roto leagues this year. I just prefer head-to-head. I do get very frustrated, like everyone, with the postponements and the injuries and all sorts of things, the rest. It is the downside to playing head-to-head, but I just prefer that, I guess, going up against someone. And I'm more about, roto is a very long, it's a long-term play. So you're playing for the end of the season where head-to-head is more reactive and allows you the changes that you make are noticeable very quickly. So that's probably just more to do with my personality. Is Klingon worth a speculative ad in a 10-team league? For today, he is. Long-term, if you can look, again, a long-term question, if you can look beyond the trade deadline, then probably yes. As long as Ayton's there, it's going to be tough, but we did see them lean into him a little bit more in that last game. So maybe. I'm not convinced that his time is now, but I do think his time comes. Mason Miller, I have 5 centres, Vooch, Saar, Zubats, Trace and Ayton. Is it too many? Well, it depends on your league settings, I suppose. If you have the ability to run 2 centres, but I would assume you'd have a centre spot. You might have a forward centre spot. You might have a couple of utility or flex spots. So it means you can probably play them. So I don't think so. I think 5 is okay, 4 or 5. As I said yesterday, I think I have 10 centres in one league, which is too many. That is too many. Shining Knights' entire team wants out of Roto. Yeah, like Dan Bespris, if I had him on here, he'd be preaching to the moon about Roto. We know that. Any noise on potential trades? Nothing I've heard, no. I mean, I just go along with Twitter. Sometimes I do get I won't say inside news, but sometimes I hear rumblings before they hit mainstream media, but I haven't really heard anything. What is with all of us having big men fetishes? Now, normally I don't. Normally I go the other way. I have a lot of guards, but I've got a mixture this year. I found a punt that worked and I've sort of stuck with it. Do we need to create a power forward center only league? Look, this is why I don't mind having a flex only league. I'm in a couple of them where it's just all flex spots because you can run a roster of 13 centers if you want to. Doesn't help with your assists and threes and things like that, but you could. Chinchilla, what's a worthy trade for LaMelo? I have him and Miller. Not sure who to target in a points league. Wish we knew when these postponed games were. Yeah, we all wish that. who would I look to trade for LaMelo in a points league? I would say LaMelo's a first rounder in a points league, at least per game. So I think if you're looking to move him, I'd be looking for a top 15 player. Obviously, managers are going to have some hesitation when it comes to LaMelo because of the injuries, but I'd be looking for a first rounder, I think. I do know your team, Shining Knight. Punting free throws and 3 means lots of centers. Is Jalen Johnson in danger of being another Herb Jones? I really hope not. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't worried 2 weeks ago, and I still think that this is a situation where they've had some news or some input, and the decision has been made just to give him a few games off rather than one game here or there. So at the moment, I don't think so. But it's definitely a situation we're monitoring very closely. What's my dream car? I don't really have a dream car. I'm not a car person. As long as I have a car, I'm happy. Would I have a dream car? I mean, being 6'6", it's hard for me to buy a small sort of sports car that zips around. I don't know. I'd rather spend my money on Lego or going to America to watch basketball or buying horror movies rather than spending it on a car. I did just buy a scooter, Vespa, so that's what I'm going to be driving around because my daughter's about to get her license and she will be driving one of our cars. How do I rate JJ as a coach so far? I think he's done well. I mean, there's always a risk with an unproven coach. He seems to be well-liked by the players. He obviously had a very lengthy career, played up for a lot of good coaches on a lot of good teams. So I think it's pretty clear that he is a player's coach. He's someone that can relate very well to the players. I think he has the respect of the players. So I think he's been a good coach so far. Record aside, whatever, we don't need to worry about that. I mean, their record is pretty good, but yeah, I think he's done. I think he's done well. Also, are those board games? Yes, board games and puzzles. I like board games. Vespas are awesome. Yes, I used to have a scooter. It wasn't a Vespa, but very similar to a Vespa 15 years ago, and then just didn't make sense when my daughter, well, when the kids were born, we needed two cars to get them around. But now that my daughter will be a little bit more independent, that's the plan. I'm driving to work for me is 10 minutes. So it's, I'm not driving it out on the highway and that sort of thing, but I can, it's big enough that I can, but I'll just be driving it to the shops and to work and that sort of thing. All right, we're going to wrap this up. What have we got? Can I dunk? I can't now. Just because of, I did my ACL and everything else in my knee and I just don't play a ton, but definitely, yes, I used to be able to dunk quite easily. I'm just going to pull up the player news here and see if we've had any last minute. Embiid. Drummond is out, which I, did we know that? Oh no, we sort of assumed that. Nothing else. Yes, it is a lot of fun riding a scooter. I've got to go and get my license again because it expired. So I've got to go and do that before I can actually get it out on the road properly. But looking forward to it. So hopefully within a month I'll have that and I'll be good to go. Not looking forward to winter, but driving it in summer is a lot of fun. All right, that will do. I'm going to go and have some breakfast and get ready for the first game. There are also NFL games, I think. Tonight, I'm certainly not an NFL fan, but I know we're in the wild card round of the playoffs, so there is a game about to start, I think. So I'll probably even watch a bit of NFL. I like watching the playoffs. So a nice day of sport ahead of me. I hope you go on. Watch some sport as well. Do whatever you need to do. I will be back with a post-game show this afternoon. It should be a fairly quick one with only four games. We might have some updates on further postponements by then. We will see. Please go and find us, like us, subscribe to us, download us, do all of that. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.